Hi everyone, it's Lorraine. I am going to connect first with Stephen, my spirit guide, and then ask Archangel Raguel to join us and share his message with you. All right. So as I connect, excuse me, I'm not tired and I'm not bored. That's actually just a release of energy and how I process energy. So that is a release of energy to start. And as I connect and I ask Archangel Raguel to come through, he's actually coming from above down into the image or down into awareness on a horse. And the horse has wings. And as he's coming forward, he's coming in with a bit of a trail of fire behind him. So he's fiery. The horse is white. And he's just coming in, and now the horse is landing very lightly on its hooves in front of us, and another release of energy. And he says, "Behold," he says, "I come to all of you," he says, "with glad tidings and with great news." And he smiles and he says, "I'm here," he says, "to help you, to save you," he says, "from yourselves and from that mind," he says, "that's twisting down into a spiral of worry, of anxiety." And he says, "I'm here to lift you out of that place, that deep place," he says, "that hole that you have climbed into, that you have," and another release, "made for yourselves." And he says, "That's why I come on this winged horse." He says, "to take you upon it with me, to fly you out of this hole, this space where you find yourself." And he says, "and to leave a trail of fire behind, to leave that place," he says, "in ashes." So he's leaning over his this left side of the horse, and he's reaching out a hand down to you, and urging you to take his hand, to be lifted up with him onto this horse, to let him carry you, to carry your worries. And another release. And bring you back into the light and out, he says, of this pit of despair, he's calling it, this pit of darkness, if you will. He says that you have created, he says, within your mind. And he's showing like you got to this place through a spiral of worries and really just like, what about this? What about this? What's going to happen? I don't know. And all this anxiety that spiral has been like a drill or a bore and drilled you down into this place in your mind. But he's here to set you free from it, he says. So he says, "climb on board, take my hand," he says. It's merely the willingness, he says, to do so that will allow me to help you and drag you out of this pit. And so you've now joined him on his horse, and he's dragging you up and out and out of this pit and into the light with this one huge leap of this horse. You're now up and into the light and on ground, not in this hole that looks very much like a V because it's been drilled by the swirl of your thoughts, and the fire is left behind to burn in that pit, in that place. And he says, "I want you to remember," he says, "that this," he says, "is where you dwell now." He says, "I've taken you out of this pit," he says. "I've turned those worries," and another release, "to ashes." And that from now, he says, "where you stand, where you dwell with me," he says, "in the light, if you look back on them, you will see," he says, "how small and insignificant they actually are." Certainly, he says, they didn't feel that way when you were in the midst of them. He says, "but I've pulled you out of the chaos. I've brought you up and out and into the light. And now," he says, "those worries need not plague you any longer. For I have saved you. I have brought you out. I have done this." And he says, "anytime you feel the descent the swirl into this chaos again. He says, "You bring me to mind," he says, "charging down on this white winged horse, sword in hand, ready to slay your demons, ready to take you up behind me to bring you out of this swirl of chaos into the light. As many times as necessary, I will be here to do this for you." For he says, this is my mission. To bring you up, to bring you out into the light. And he says, and to leave a trail of fire behind. And to return those worries to dust. And he smiles and he says, so beloved, beloved friend, he says, know that I am on your side. Know that you can call upon me at any time, he says, to reduce your worries to ashes, to bring you up, to raise you out into the light. That is what I'm here for. My love to you, my love to all, he says. And his he and the horse and you behind him, because this is what he's showing in the image, you're still holding on to his waist behind him, leap even further into the light, up into the light, deeper into the light, and he's taking you away. And that's how he ends his message. So thank you, Archangel Raguel and Stephen, for being the conduit. And thank you all for listening. Take care.